I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. March has arrived, and with that, the DNR's put-and-take trout program has hit high gear. We'll talk more about trout stocking in the spring coming up right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. The DNR has a robust trout stocking program in West Virginia. Hundreds of waters across the state receive stockings from January all the way through June on either a weekly, biweekly, or monthly basis. And once March hits, those weekly waters are starting to get stocked every day. And many of those still have fish that were put in January and February. Tom Oldham with the DNR says even though this has been a mild winter, the fish are still, for the most part, there.
It hasn't been, and there have been lots of stories from the fishermen that they may see fish and they don't want to buy, you know, because, you know, the water temperature hasn't reached their preferred, activity level yet. You know, it hasn't got up to the 50s consistently to speak of yet. So there's lots of those fish out there, and we're kind of stockpiling them. The fishermen, I think they look out the window every day and want to go fishing, but, you know, this last weekend was real nice, but the prior two before here in the mountains was snowy and rainy. So there's a lot of fish out there, particularly in these waters, that get stocked on a regular basis, the weekly streams.
Now, the 50-degree water temperature, according to Oldham, seems to be the magic number when it comes to trout.
That 50 degrees is probably a key type thing. You start getting up closer to 50, that's more of their preferred temperatures. And, you know, in the hatcheries, they grow better, a little better than if they're higher than that. But that's when they're going to start looking for food and so forth.
And ahead of that, Oldham says the trout can be finicky, and anglers are going to have to go deep into the tackle box and use a lot of trial and error.
You just need to be kind of resourceful, and if you have gone there and if something hasn't worked for you, you need to be willing to switch. I mean, if a spinner, the fish aren't pursuing them, then you may need to start fishing with worms or jigs, or move into some of the deeper pockets. You just kind of have to be flexible. If you want to, you know, just go the same way you do all the time, those techniques may or may not work the same way in March. You may have to retrieve slower, fish along edges and so forth, spots like that, because the fish may not have the energy and the interest of, you know, pursuing something very fast and, you know, jumping through riffles.
Now, the stock trucks are going to be hauling 50 to 60,000 pounds of trout to the waters of West Virginia daily, and many of those will hold well into the summer. The daily trout stocking schedule can be found at the DNR's website or by calling 558-3399. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.